The barman pours the Perrier over the ice and departs.
What do you mean?
Dorothea looks at her. I don't expect you to like me. I am motivated in this by self-interest, of course, but my interests now are best served by aiding yours. You do not believe me, but please entertain the possibility. What do you know of Andrei Volkov?
Volkova. Stella Volkova.
Stalling, Case takes a sip of Perrier. It seems flat.
He is their uncle, Dorothea says impatiently. I know where you have been today. I know that you have met with them. Soon Volkov will know as well.
I've never heard of him. Throat dry, she takes another sip. The invisible oligarch, the ghost, very probably the richest of them all. He rode out the bankers' war in 93, untouched, then emerged to take even more. His roots are in organized crime, of course. It is natural here. Like many, he has suffered personal losses. His brother. That had more to do with what you think of as politics than crime. But to make that distinction here has always been naive.
Dorothea takes a sip of wine.
Dorothea, what are you doing here? Case wonders what she would be feeling now if she were having this encounter on any other day. Against her recent experience of the actual creation of the footage, it's difficult to feel frightened or angry, though she remembers having felt both these emotions toward Dorothea, the knot in her upper back relaxing.
You are in danger now from Volkov's apparat. You threatened them because you have met his nieces. This is not supposed to happen.
But they can't be that tightly guarded. I sent an email. Stella answered.
How did you get the address?
Baranov's glasses flash in the caravan in a beam of British sunlight through some tiny hole, the depths of cold and utter distrust in his eyes. From Boone, Case lies.
It's not important, Dorothea says, and Case is glad it isn't,
though she wants to tell Dorothea that Boone is in Ohio at Sighill.
Tell me about your father, Dorothea says. That is more important. What was his name?
Wynne, Case says. Wingrove Pollard.
And he vanished the day of the towers, in New York.
He checked into a hotel the night before, and in the morning he took a cab, but we've never found the driver, and we can't find him.
Perhaps I can help you find him, Dorothea says. Finish your water.
Case drinks the rest of the Perrier, the ice hurting her front teeth when it clicks against them hard.
I hurt my teeth, she says, putting down the glass.